Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Manifesting freedom, health, wellness, and peace for all. Program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'd like to announce a vegan event this weekend, VCOP 11, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, an online event, and the focus for this weekend, Food Healers Day. An international event that's happening on November 19th, and this weekend is in preparation for that. World Food Healers Day, November 19th, over 1 billion people around the world will be fed free vegan food. One can learn more about VCOP 11 at climatehealers.org, foodhealers.org. In this episode, we're celebrating World Vegan Day, November 1st. World Vegan Day, November 1st. This is the Chicken Song from the album Animal Songs by Will Tuttle. We have a very special interview with Dr. Will Tuttle. We will be discussing authentic, holistic veganism. Great vegan music. This is the Turkey Song by Will Tuttle. And at the end of the show, we'll hear music from Vegan Queen V in England. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. This is Vegan Queen V. Hold on. And we'll hear more of her music, like I said, at the end of the program. And now I'm going to feature my interview with Dr. Will Tuttle. This is a continuation of our conversation that we had earlier, a couple months ago in 2022. Dr. Tuttle is the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. His new book, soon to be released before the end of this year, 2022, is The Benevolent Revolution. Thanks again, Dr. Tuttle, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yes, thank you, Marlene. It's been really enjoyable, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
I would like to delve more into the topic of the vegan movement being co-opted.
Yes, thank you, Marlene. That's a really important point. The vegan movement from the beginning was about health. Also, it's about not only health for animals and ecosystems, but our own health. If we're not healthy, we're going to need a lot of drugs and surgeries, and all of those drugs go right through us into the water, and they end up harming fish and other animals. It's a lot of pollution and a lot of suffering. So the whole idea is to take responsibility for our own health. Also, the idea of eating foods that don't have preservatives and chemicals and that are not genetically engineered, but what the pharmaceutical complex and the World Economic Forum is doing is it's making people think that veganism is all about eating these Frankenfoods, these genetically engineered foods that come out of a plant, out of a factory, made with strange things. Food is the earth serving us. The last thing we should be doing is buying these frankenfoods. If we promote those as vegans, we're basically turning ourselves into salesmen for the World Economic Forum, which wants to put us all in behind barbed wire, basically put us all into a factory farm. And it's the factory farming of human beings. So we have to really understand that there's a concerted agenda to harm the vegan movement, to tear the vegan movement down, to divide the vegan movement, to promote the taking of these terrible drugs and injections. It's just a destruction and a co-optation of the underlying sacred feminine push for kindness, love, and caring, which is really what veganism is and what the movements for liberation and for freedom and for sustainability always have been. They have been taken over, and it's done in the name of safety and security. So now the whole vegan movement has been divided. It's being used as a weapon against the people. So that's one of the reasons I think it's very important for us to step back and get a clear head, you know, clarify our vision and see how these pretexts operate in a way to make it possible for a tiny elite of only probably a few hundred people, maybe a few thousand people at the most, to completely dominate and control 7.8 billion people. It's happening, actually. It's really, you can see it. I mean, it's undeniable, really. The way it's done is that these liberation movements are co-opted, and it's what's called controlled opposition. It's not that hard to do when you control the media. My father owned a whole chain of newspapers. I grew up in Massachusetts, and I've said this before, but I know in my bones how money completely corrupts the media, because you have to have advertising. They can't do anything without ads. So you have the pharmaceutical industry giving billions of dollars in ads. It's not so much they want to sell their drugs. They're doing it so that guaranteed the radio and television networks and the newspapers will never do any kind of serious journalistic investigation into the pharmaceutical industry.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle, and I would like you to speak a little bit more on that. And in relation to what I'll share as an experience that I have in the grocery store. And so walking in, there's the lobster tank, these sentient beings, beautiful families who are abused and facing a horrific death, and there's people buying them.
Right.
It's just horrific. Of course, we're promoting we need veganism in order to transform the society into a peaceful, harmonious society. And so could you talk about that, especially in relation to the boomerang effect and how we're really blinded to the truth?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. And I think we all know what you mean. The suffering of these animals and the terror and fear and pain and violence that they experience, that kind of horrible violence is in the saran wrapped flesh and so forth that we see in cheese and all that. And we're taught as a society to disconnect from that. Don't think about it. Ignore it. Might makes right. Don't think about where it comes from. We're just in a massive state of denial about what we're doing to animals. So what we don't realize, quite honestly, is that we ourselves are slaves. Only slaves would even allow this to continue for another day. If we were free people, we would instantly rise up and stop it. Say, wait, no, stop. We're never going to pay for this. We're never going to allow this to happen. You know, we're born into slavery. We don't realize it. We're asleep. We're enslaved. I mean, really, quite honestly, that is the absolute truth. And the only way we're going to free ourselves from the slavery that we're in, and that slavery is going to get much more piquant, I think, is a good word. It's going to get much more pointed and become much more obvious when we don't have any money that we can use, unless it's what's called a CBDC, a central bank digital currency, which is completely tracked, and they can shut it off if you don't do what you're told. So we have to understand that, you know, these pretexts are in place, And if we're going to fail to question our violence towards animals, then we are committing violence towards animals ourselves. We are paying for this enslavement of animals. And so there's these two ironies, you know, these two massive ironies. One is the irony of people who are vegans, who really have somehow opened to the suffering of the animals and are doing the best they can not to contribute to it, but have failed to see that they're being enslaved and go along with them in social distance and get the jab and so forth. And by not questioning the turning of humans into livestock and going along with it, they're supporting that and making it even more real. And then you have people who are the opposite of that, in a sense, who can see that their freedoms are being taken away and they don't want that. They want to be free. They want to have their sovereignty for themselves and for their children. And yet many of those people are the ones buying the lobsters and buying flesh of animals and dairy products, eggs and so forth, and taking out their wallets and paying for the very kind of enslavement and brutality that they're protesting against. So they're both situations, the irony is so poignant that there's a certain blindness that is understandable because we've all been wounded, so we just can't see it. And we're tribal, so we move in these tribal sort of relationships where we just believe everything that our tribe is telling us. So what I'm trying to do, and I know you're trying to do also, is to simply shine light in a loving way to both sides, right? I mean, to people who are already awake enough not to be paying for animals to be abused, and to help them see that veganism is questioning the official narratives in our society, and it's also honoring and respecting the sovereignty of individuals, including individual human beings, and not complying with these narratives and practices and mandates that destroy freedom and destroy health and destroy solidarity. And then also to shine the light on people who understand freedom, to extend the freedom that they would like for themselves to the other beings who have interests. Anyone who has a companion animal like a dog or a cat knows that these animals have interests that are as important to them as our interests are to us. So both, all of us really, wherever we are in this whole spectrum, we're all called to look deeper behind the curtain of the deception of the mainstream media and the governmental organizations and the medical system. We're called to do that, to question all the authorities, to question the technocrats, to question science, to question technology, because even the greatest scientists tell us this. I just finished reading the autobiography of Carrie Mullis, who invented the PCR test that we use to test for COVID and so forth. And he's a brilliant person. He wrote an autobiography. He died in 2019. He wrote an autobiography called Dancing Naked in the Minefield. But he even wrote back in the 1990s how science has changed from the basic motivation being curiosity to being money. And that's the thing. Science is now driven by money. And the money is used not in our best interest. It's used to increase power and control of the wealthy elite. Science is not our friend. We should really understand that very, very, very clearly, that we are seeing science being weaponized against us. The media is being weaponized. Science is being weaponized. Even veganism is being weaponized against us because they're using science and the materialism of science in order to make us afraid of each other, afraid of nature, and to disconnect us from each other. And so these are the underlying currents that we're seeing happening. And if we can, and I think we are, I think we are awakening more and more. We're seeing what's going on. We're realizing that science is being weaponized against us, that the media is being weaponized against us, that the government is being weaponized against us, that these governmental agencies are not protecting us. They're also being weaponized against us. And that we really can only trust ourselves, each other, but especially our own inner wisdom, and to work to create decentralized communities of power, of an empowerment.
You're listening to Dr. Will Tuttle via Skype in Northern California. His new book, The Benevolent Revolution. Will be published by Vegan Publishers, based in Boston. This is The Chicken Soup by Will Tuttle.
We're dependent on these massive centralized systems of control and energy and food and information, then we are at their mercy, and they don't have any mercy.
Picture a place where no one feels pain. That's where I wanna be. No cages, no chains, no misery. It's crazy what we're doing. It is crazy what we keep on doing. Are we winning? Are we losing? In this battle, we're choosing sides.
This is Sides.
Which side are you
on? Vegan Queen V.
When they look in history books, where do you been on? Which side?
Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a very short break. Welcome back with the break. This is Molly Naro, host of Vegan Nation. We're joined for an interview via Skype in Northern California with Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. We're continuing our conversation about the current state of global tyranny.
They're continually creating pretext after pretext after pretext. And all of those are pretexts for an injection. What's in the injection, no one knows. We see these pretexts going out. Pretext for a digital passport so that we all have a digital identity, which is a pretext for the digital currency, which really is, unfortunately, slavery for all intents and purposes. If you cannot have any money, if the money is completely controlled through a central banking system that's all digitized, and if you don't want to go along with the latest medical mandate, then they shut off your money, right? I mean, you can't buy food, you can't go buy, get, you can't do anything. So we have to realize we're not far away from a system being in place that would turn human beings into livestock. Years ago, I used to teach college courses in freedom in the modern world. It was it's a social studies history, modern history course that I taught in San Francisco. And one of the main textbooks that I used was the book by Eric Fromm, the great social psychologist, Escape from Freedom. And he basically said that we live in a society of authoritarian relationships and hierarchies of power, and that that's what we're trained in, and so we're used to having someone over us that is dominating us, and we do whatever they say, and we want to have people under us so we can dominate them too. So that's what's happening, and we have to realize that in animal agriculture is the source of that kind of authoritarian hierarchy. System, because we are above the animals and we dominate and exploit them, and that creates a psychological craving to be dominated. As you sow, so shall you reap. If we're going to crave to dominate, we're going to crave to be dominated. And that, to me, explains very well why so many people don't seem to resist. We just kind of go along. They take away our freedom. They destroy the health of our schools and our relationships and our children and so forth. And we say, well, the authorities say we should do it. Where is the spirit of the people? Where is the spirit of awakening and loving and caring and rising up and being free and creative and taking responsibility for our life? It's, if we dominate animals, then we're going to crave to be dominated. And so it's critical that we somehow snap out of it, that we get awakened out of this cultural trance that we've been born into, and liberate animals, and that will create the foundation for our own liberation. And that's really, I think, the greatest gift we can give our loved ones and the whole world right now.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. I thought of the boomerang effect because I thought of all the animals, especially those in the small farms, factory farms too, but even all animal agriculture, the dairy, egg industry, the flesh industry, all of it. For those animals, that's sudden death. You know, here they are in a nice pasture, and then they're put onto a transport truck, forced onto it, and they end up at a slaughterhouse. That's a sudden death. They were absolutely fine. And it's also
You're right. The animals in the laboratories.
Yeah. From the pharmaceutical laboratories.
When I was a kid, in Vermont, I went to the summer camp, and there was a cow standing there. She was peacefully out there in the grass. And we just went, we put a rope around her neck. We brought her into the farm, into the barn. And we put a gun to her head and pulled the trigger, and then we cut her head off, and then we ate her. You know, that's what we did. It within half an hour, she was just pieces of flesh on the floor of the barn. You know, and she was terrified, and that's the best case, right? You know, this is a little small nestled in the Green Mountains of Vermont, little dairy farm. You're going to shoot them in the head and kill them, and because that's it. It's an ultimate betrayal. That's what we do. It's a sudden killing. It's like this idea of the good shepherd, right? The good shepherd protects his sheep and his goats and his cows, and then he feeds them. He gives them medical treatment. He cares for them, and one day he just kills them. They never know when that's going to happen, and that's sudden death. Of an individual, but it's also sudden death of our society. It's like right now that's happening. Suddenly, all of a sudden, everyone's getting targeted at once. So we have to really understand this. And if anything can help wake us up, this should be it. Big Pharma is the greatest enemy that animals have. And the one thing Big Pharma really wants is to split our movement. Because the vegan movement is one of the greatest enemies that they have. The vegan movement is being divided, just like they've been very successful at that with other movements too. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that we're talking about it.
Me too. Censorship, to me, it insults the vegan community that we as vegans aren't intelligent enough to make our own decisions, to hear all opinions.
Right. Oh. Censorship, pure straight up censorship. That's what's happening. Yeah. So we're just doing our best to get the word out there anyway. It was really great talking to you, and thanks again always for the great work you're doing.
Okay, thanks.
Madeline sends a big hug, too.
Oh, thanks. Send that back to Madeline. Yeah. Thank you.
I sure will. Okay.
Okay.
Much love. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Much thanks to Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet. As expressed in this program, animal liberation is human liberation. The next song we'll hear was released on November 11th, 2011. By Elace Clay, New World Police State.
No matter what your purpose is, you must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents and or less lethal munitions, which could cause risk of injury to those who remain.
I'm feeling so ready. And these waists are getting heavy. Need to do something big before the king's men get me in a hurry, see? Because homeland security has got to crack down while they redesign the currency with an urgency. This is a national emergency. Hauling off our families to prison camp facilities is killing me. Most people here don't even know, though. They can't see the countries run by pedophile mafiosos. The FEMA trains are coming. The new world is here. And most people are so caught up that they don't care. Never mind the state of the world, never mind what's vital. Let's just sip our Coca-Cola while we watch American Idol. Never mind the war in Africa, Iraq, North Korea. We'd rather get the latest scoop on Brad and Angelina. That's cause Hollywood has got us on that Kool-Aid, keeping us distracted while they prep us for the new age, the rise of transhumanism. People, this is true. It isn't something that I got out of a movie or cartoon. They want to put a chip in you, so do you want to let them do it? They're halfway there, and yes, the minions will pursue it unless the people say no. Let's the people take hold. Let's the people rise up and show them people got soul. If the people got soul, then now's the time to stand up. If you won't stand up, then be prepared to bow down to the new world police state. This is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state. This is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. We live inside a systematic, never-ending war. A cross between Brave New World and 1984. Where everyone is doped up, addicted to the telescreens. Right down to all these bourgeois telling me my music is too this, my music is too that. I need better hooks, better beats, and I need to stop rapping. What I need to do is stop listening to everyone else, cause I don't need a label. I release myself. I don't write this for the radio, I'm speaking from my heart. So go ahead, let these critics criticize my art. What it comes down to is my lyrics are too smart. And the truth is something major labels aren't trying to market. Your children are the target and your energy the means. We're running on a wheel, working hard for this machine. And if you all know what I mean, then I believe there's no reason we couldn't all come together hard and call treason on the motherfucker. Violating each and every day. No, this isn't freedom, this is modern day slavery. It's time we break chains and set the whole world free. Now's the time to speak because we deserve peace. New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. Look at how they treat us when we go through TSA. But if there's a real threat, CIA just walks them on the plane. It's a mafia-run business and we'll never know the whole plan. But they do it in the name of the homeland.
Views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its manager. That song we just heard is Alace Clay, New World Police State.
What it is now, RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Celebrating World Vegan Day, November 1st. Freedom and nonviolence for all. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Please join us again next week at the same time and hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.